弟兄姊妹们，平安。
A peace to brothers and sisters.
今天是传福音的聚会。
Today is our gospel meeting.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主耶稣，我们来到你的跟前，我们的宝贵救主。
Lord Jesus, as we come before you, our dear Savior.
主，今天我们要传扬你宝贵的福音。
Today, as we preach.Your precious gospel.
主，我们求你把你荣耀宝贵的福音再次向我们打开。
May you open your precious, gracious God, Savior grace to us.
特别为着我们中间的福音朋友们祷告。
We especially pray for the gospel friend among us.
主，求你今天得着他们。
May you receive them today.
以致他们真的能够接受你做他们个人的救主。
So that they really can receive you as their personal savior.
主，我们求你，用你的圣灵膏讲的翻的。
May your Holy Spirit anoint the speaker and the translator.
主啊，你越过人一切的软弱跟无能。
May you overcome all our limitation and weakness.
你自己把你荣耀的福音传讲。
May your glorious gospel be preached among us.
以致你被高举。
That you be lifted among us.
你就吸引万人归向你。
And you will draw so many people to you.
把荣耀归给你。
We give you all glory.
求主你除去撒旦一切的搅扰。
May you take away all the disturb from the Satan.
你自己赐下你丰富的同章宝血遮盖我们。
May you grant us precious presence and cover us with your precious blood.
我们祷告奉主耶稣得胜的名。
We pray in your victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.
几十年前有一位在住在南澳。奥德莱德的女士到了悉尼探望朋友。
A few decades ago, a lady who lived in South Australia came to visit friend in Sydney.
她临离开悉尼之前，到市中心的佐治街 George Street 买手信。
手信。
Present.
Oh, present. Okay. Before she left, she came to the George Street to buy present.
有一个陌生人，一个矮小的白发的老人家跟他说
A gray haired senior person speak to her.
女士，对不起。
They said, sorry, lady.
请问你得救了没有呢？
Excuse me, are you saved?
如果今天晚上你死了，你会上天堂吗？
If you die tonight, are you sure you're going to heaven?
这个女士听了之后心里头很不舒服。
This lady is feel so uncomfortable.
约翰福音第三章十六十七节这样讲。
John chapter 3 verse 16 to
17 said, 神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
因为神差他的儿子降世不是要定世人的罪乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world but to save the world through him.
十六节讲到这位创造宇宙万有独一的真神，他非常爱世界上的人。
In verse 16, talk about the creator of heaven and earth loved the world so much.
他爱到一个地步，甚至将他独生的儿子赐给人。
To the extent that he gave his one and only son to us.
神的独生儿子就是2000年前降生于以色列地的主耶稣。
The Son of God is the Jesus who was born 2,000 years ago.
他在地上生活了33年多。
He traveled on this earth for more than 30 years.
最后为世人所犯的罪甘心成为代罪羔羊。
He willingly became the sacrificial lamb for the sin of the world.
他牺牲自己被挂在十字架上。
He sacrificed himself was hung on the cross.
借着这个亲身的担当全世界人类的罪带来所有的审判和咒诅。
He himself bore all the punishment of the whole world.
死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
流出他的宝血。
Shed his precious blood.
洗净人的罪。
Cleanse all our sins.
叫一切相信他的人再不需要面对神对罪公义的刑罚和审判。
So whoever believes in him will be free from the judgment of the sin.
不至灭亡下地狱。
Should not perish, go to the hell.
反而得着主耶稣的生命。
But to have eternal life.
因为主耶稣不单只为世人钉在十字架上死了。
He not only died and nailed on the cross for us.
他也在第三天他真的复活了。
On the third day, he raised again.
所以他能够叫一切相信他的人不至灭亡下地狱。
So he made everyone for whoever believes in him should not perish, go to the hell.
反而能够得着一个复活的生命。
Instead, we receive a resurrection life.
这个生命是一个永恒的生命。
This is eternal life.
是个丰盛的生命。
It's abundant life.
十七节讲到神在两千年前差遣他的儿子耶稣降世。
Verse 17 said, 2000 years ago, God sent his son into the world.
目的不是要定世人的罪。
Not to condemn the sin of people.
不是要审判世人叫人灭亡下地狱。
Not only judge, condemn the world, go to the hell.
那是叫人因受耶稣的牺牲的性命和流出的宝血。能够得救
but to be saved through his blood, pleasure blood.
神真的爱世人
God truly loved the world.
真的爱你
God truly loved you.
你今天坐在这里并不是偶然的
As today you are sitting here, it's not by chance.
因为他不想你灭亡下地狱
He do not want you to.Be perish and go to the hell.
他巴不得你能够信耶稣。
How much he wish you be saved, believe in Jesus.
好叫你能够得救。
So that you can be saved.
刚才讲到那一位阿德雷德的女士，她带着她叫得很不舒服的问题回到阿德莱德。
We just mentioned about the lady when he go return to Adelaide with uncomfortable question in her heart.
她就找到当地的一个教会。
He found a local church.
教会的牧者就带他信耶稣了。
And the pastor, a local pastor, led her to Jesus.
在座的每一位朋友
And every gospel friend among us.
容许我向这位矮小的白发的老人家问你。
Allow me to ask you a question on behalf of this lady.
朋友，请问你得救了没有呢
？Friend, are you saved?
如果你今天晚上死了，你会上天堂吗
？If you die tonight, are you sure you will go to heaven?
还是你要下地狱呢
？Or you going to hell?
有一个英国的王家的海军，名叫 Peter Carver。
Peter Carver, a Royal Navy in British Navy.Navy,
他自己见证说当他在悉尼的市中心的 George Street 佐治街走路的时候
He testified when he was walking along the George Street
有一个人跟他说
One person spoke to him
对不起先生我可以问你一个问题吗
Excuse me sir, can I ask you a question?
盼望你不要介意如果你今天死了你会在那里度过你的永恒呢
I hope you do not mindWhere are you going to spend your eternity if you die tonight?
圣经说不是天堂就是地狱。
The Bible shows us either heaven or hell.
可否请求你想一想呢
？So can we ask you to think about this?
谢谢你，愿神祝福你。
Thank you and may God bless you.
当时 Peter 很吃惊。
And at that time, Peter was so surprised.
从来没有跟他讲过、问过这个问题的。
He never anyone asked him about that question.
但是这个问题一直的缠绕着他。
And this question, he kept thinking in his heart.
最后他返回英国了。
When he returned to England,
找到一个基督徒的朋友。
He found a Christian friend.
他就带 Peter 信耶稣了。
And his friend led Peter to believe in Jesus.
另外有一个年轻的英国王家的海军叫 Noel.
Noel, a young Royal Navy officer.
他自己做见证说，有一次他的船停在悉尼的港口。
He testified at once when his ship, a crew, harbored in the Sydney.
一个晚上，他就在悉尼的市中心的 George Street 佐治街走路。
And one night he was walking on the George, along the George Street.
有一个人来问他，年轻人，我有一个问题问你。
And also one person approached him and asked him, "Young man, can I ask you a question?"
如果你今天晚上死了，你要去哪里呢？
If you die tonight, where are you going?
天堂还是地狱呢？
Heaven or hell?
请不要避开这个问题。
Please do not avoid this question.
一定是两个其中一个的。
We can only one of them.
这个问题也缠绕着 Noel 这个好几个月。
And this question also was in Noel's heart for several months.
他最后找到一个基督徒去帮助他。
And eventually he found a Christian to help him.
他就把自己的生命归给了主耶稣。
And then he commit his life to Jesus.
又有一个军人叫 Marie Wickey.
And then army personnel, Marie Wickey.
当他在悉尼市中心的佐治街赶坐大电车的时候，
When he was rushed to catch the train,
有一个声音在后面叫他。
A voice behind him called him.
喂，等一等。
Well, wait, just wait.
他就停下来，转个身。
And he stopped and turned around.
这个陌生人就问他，士兵，如果你今天晚上死了，你会去哪里呢？
And this stranger asked him, soldier, where are you going if you die tonight?
天堂还是地狱呢？
Heaven or hell?
Marie 他回答说，我希望能够去天堂。
And Marie answered, I hope I can go to heaven.
陌生人就说，只是希望是不够的。
And the stranger answered, it is only wish is not good enough.
你是能够知道的。
You should able to know.
Marie 后来做见证说，
Marie testified later on.
陌生人，这个问题暴露我生命里头一个敏感的要害。
And this stranger question exposed my sensitive issue in my life.
虽然我已经结婚了。
Although he was married at that time.
我生活很舒适。
He had very comfortable life.
常常去做礼拜。
He went to the church often.
但是我知道自己的假冒伪善。
And he knew about his hypocrisy.
我从来没有去正视我自己永恒的结局。
He never confront the eternity.
陌生人的问题问了两个星期之后，
After 2 weeks,
Marie 在军营当中独个儿跪在地上祷告。
Marie by himself, he knelt down in the camp and pray.
他把自己的生命归给了主耶稣。
He commit his life to Jesus.
以上四个人的亲身经历都被一位叫 Francis Dixon 的英国牧师前前后后的听见了。
This Francis Dixon pastor collect all these 4 persons' testimony.
有些甚至是亲口跟他说的。
Some even spoke to him personally.
有一次，这位 Dixon 的英国牧师被邀请到西澳的 波斯一个教会去主日讲道。
Pastor Dixon was invited to Perth on the Sunday to preach message.
讲完到了那个波斯教会的一位长老请他出去吃饭。
The one of the elder of the church invited him for lunch after the message.
他就问起这位长老是怎样信耶稣的。
And Pastor Dixon asked the elder how did he come to the salvation.
长老就说，我从小在教会中长大。
And the elder answered, I was grew up.In church from youth, my youth.
但是从来没有认真地跟随耶稣。
And he never really seriously followed Jesus.
后来因为我做生意蛮成功，我就被安排在教会重要的岗位上。
Because he quite successful in his business, and he was put in a position in the church.
有一次我做生意要出差到悉尼。
Once he went to Sydney on the business.
当我走在悉尼的市中心的佐治街的时候。
And when Ada was walking along the Sydney Centre, George Street.
有一位矮小的白发的老人家问我。
A short grey hair.Senior person asked him,
对不起先生，你得救了没有呢？
Excuse me sir, are you saved?
如果今天晚上你死了，你会上天堂吗？
If you die tonight, are you sure you're going to heaven?
我当时感到很愤怒。
And the elder was so angry at that time.
我就对他说，我是在教会当长老的。
And the elder said, I'm the elder of the church.
最后我坐飞机回家。
And when then he returned to Perth,
告诉我教会的牧者所发生的事。
And he told the pastor about all things happened in Sydney.
盼望这位牧师能够为我的不愉快能够感同情。
And he hoped he can get sympathy from the pastor.
谁知道这位牧师告诉我。
And he never expected the pastor instead tell him.
他多年的医治为我的属灵光景担忧。
Because the pastor told him that he so many years he has worried about his spiritual condition.
在这个交通当中，我就被带到主耶稣面前，真实的来归向他。
So through this conversation, the elder was led into the true salvation of Jesus Christ.
又有一次，这位英国的 Dixon 牧师到了印度。
Another time, the pastor Dixon went to India.
那里有一位基督徒，以前是印度教的。
And a Christian in the past, he was a converter of Hindu religion.
他就向 Dixon 牧师讲到自己是怎样信主的。
He told Pastor Dixon the story of his salvation.
他说我本来是印度的外交部工作的。
He was initially he worked in Foreign Diplomatic Department of India.
有很多特权，也常常有机会去世界各地。
He has the privilege to travel different places of the world.
我很感谢主耶稣，今天他已经赦免我的罪了。
He said he thanks God for Lord has forgiven all his sins.
如果别人知道我过去的生活是何等的黑暗，我会感到非常的尴尬跟羞耻。
He felt so embarrassed for his past sinful life.
那一天我到了澳洲的悉尼。
At that one day he went to Sydney.
为妻子跟孩子买手信礼物。
He bought some present for his wife and children.
有一个矮小的白发老人家问我。
A short grey hair senior person man asked him.
对不起先生，请问你得救了没有？
Excuse me sir, are you safe?
如果今天你死了，你会上天堂吗？
If you die today, are you sure you're going to heaven?
我因此心里头很不舒服，回国以后呢，我就为这个问题找我的印度教的祭司。
He felt so uncomfortable and returned to India to find a Indian religious priest.
他为了我的好奇心，就叫我不如找找基督徒的传道人问问。
To satisfy his curiosity, he suggests to find a Christian friend ask about this question.
因此一个传道人就带领我信了耶稣。
So a Christian preacher led him to believe in Jesus.
我放弃了印度教。
He gave up his Indian religion.
后来我也辞掉原本在印度外交部的工作。
He resigned the work in Diplomatic Department of India.
去专心的做宣教士，传福音，领人归主。
He devoted himself to preach the gospel and led people to salvation.
这位英国Dixon牧师听了这么多，而且其他很多很多的见证。
This Pastor Dixon collects so many stories about so many people's story of salvation.
都讲到悉尼市中心的佐治街这个矮小的白发的老人家。
All mention about this short grey hair old man, senior man.
他就很想知道这位市中心的宣教士他是谁。
He really want to know who is this missionary in the center of Sydney, George Street.
后来 Dixon 牧师也到了悉尼了。
And Pastor Dixon also came to Sydney.
就问人呢，就找这个老人家。
And he searched, look for this.
后来他终于找到了。
Finally, he found this senior.
找到他一个小小的房子。
A very small room.
里头一个小小的老人家。
A very short senior man.
他的名字叫 Frank Jenner.
His name is Frank Jenner.
当迪森牧师告诉 Frank, 他所遇到、所听到那些见证的时候。Frank 就哭起来了。
When Pastor Dixon told Frank all the story, Frank began to weep.
他很感动，说过去这么多年，虽然我看见过有人因为我传福音当场表示愿意信耶稣。
Though in the past years, he also have that situation. People respond to his gospel message straight away and receive Jesus as his savior.
但是从来没有人告诉我，有这么多人还是一直的跟随信靠主的。
And never anyone tell him about people can so follow Jesus all the way.
这位老人家见证说，我信主之前是当水手的。
And the Frank, this old man, he told me in the past he was salesman, sailor.
生活非常放荡，让上毒瘾。
He in the past was addicted to the gamble, and then he led very sinful life.
1937年，我信了主耶稣，他改变了我。
1937, he believed in Jesus, and the Lord changed his life.
叫我脱离赌博的捆绑。
So he was free from the bondage of gamble.
我当时很感恩，我就跟主讲了。
So at that time he was so grateful to the salvation of the Lord.
我要尽我所能的侍奉主。
He will do his best to serve the Lord.
我的目标是每天向十个人做见证。
His goal is to show the testimony to 10 person every day.
在过去这么多年间
in the so many years past,
在战乱、征战或者太平
whether in the time of war or peaceful time,
在顺境或者艰难
whether successful or hard time,
我都学习这样做。
He always did this.
最后他虽然因为得了白金性病 Parkinson's disease,他就不能这样做下去。
And later on, because he suffered a Parkinson's disease, he wasn't able to do that.
有人估计这个白发的老人家一生当中，他向超过10万人传福音。
So some person estimated he in his life he was able to show his salvation for more than 100,000.Person.
1977年他离世到主那里去。
In 1977, he went to the Lord.
年享72岁。
At the age of 72.
应该是73对不起。
73.
这位以前在悉尼市中心所直接出现的矮小的白发老人。
This short gray hair senior person name.
问这个问题说，对不起先生，请问你得救没有？
He always asked the question, excuse me sir, are you safe?
请你不要为其他人想这个问题，乃是为你自己想这个问题。
Do not consider this question for someone else, but consider this question for
yourself. 如果你今天晚上死了，你会上天堂吗？
If you die tonight,Are you going to heaven?
其实你我的生命不在我们自己掌握当中的。
Because you and my life is not in our hands.
我们每一个人都一定会死的。
We all die one day.
正如圣经希伯来书第九章二十七节这样说。
Just as in the scripture in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 said,
按作定命，人人都有一死。
For all men are fitting to die once.
并且我们每一个人都有机会随时要面临死亡的。
And we all confront death without any time, will happen any time.
我过去好几个礼拜在美国、加拿大参加不同的特会和聚会。
In the past week, our brother Jonathan attending a conference in America.
探望弟兄姊妹。
Visiting brothers, sisters.
前几天回来悉尼。
He just returned Sydney a few days ago.
两个礼拜前，我在美国的三藩市看见电视新闻。
Two weeks ago, when he watched news in San Francisco,
在三藩市湾区举行了一年一度的蒜头食品的节日。
There is a festival of
garlic festival
in San Francisco.
很多市民带着一家大小开开心心的去参加去吃东西。
All the local people.They took whole family and go to the festival and enjoy the nice food.
突然间有一个人用乱枪扫射造成42伤。
All suddenly, one man, gunman, shoot all the people and 4 people die and 12 injured.
上个礼拜六、礼拜天两天分别在美国的德州和那个俄亥和俄州有枪击的事件。
And last Saturday and Sunday in the Texas and Ohio state, they also have like gunshot incident.
分别有22和37人死亡，受伤的数目不算在其中。
So there were 22 and 77 respectively, 37 in these two states were shot.
你我知道几时会面临死亡吗？
Do you know when we going die?
我堂大哥他有一天下午突然爆血管，躺卧在床上，很快就昏迷了。
He's our brother's cousin. Also, the one afternoon he was
送到医院，没有醒过来。
He was all suddenly sleep in the but he didn't really wake up.
就过世了。
He just passed away like that.
他的年龄不到40。
He's not even older than 40 years.
死亡来临不一定会预先告诉你的。
There's no prediction for the death when it comes.
如果今天晚上你要死了，你会去哪里呢？
If tonight you die, where are you going?
为什么圣经说按作定命人人都有一死呢？
Why the Bible said just people are destined to die once?
死亡是从哪里来的呢？
Where does death come from?
死亡是从罪而来的。
Death comes from sin.
正如罗马书第五章十二节这样说。
Just as in Romans chapter 5 verse 12.
我们一起来读，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。这里的众人在圣经新约希腊原文是所有人。
It talk about all people, all men.
所以我们可以这样读这一节。
So we can read these words like in this way.
这就如罪从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到所有人，因为所有人都犯了罪。
Yeah, actually in English it was like, therefore just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sinned.
这个岂不是对罪和死很扼要清楚的描述吗？
This is quite clear and brief and concise description about death and sin.
神的话说所有人都犯了罪，你有没有犯罪呢？
And God was all people sin. Did you sin?
你是不是一个罪人呢？
Are you a sinner?
是的，你我都是罪人。
Yes, you and I all sinner.
人的自私不需要人教的。
We are so selfish. It doesn't need anyone to teach us to be selfish.
生下来就有了。
We were born with very selfishness. With all
selfishness. 年纪很小的兄弟姊妹已经会争那个饭局了，饭局了。
You can see very young kids, they fighting for the toys.
人的骄傲也不是需要人教的，不需要父母教的。
And we also does not need to be.Teach to be very proud, pride.
我的小儿子现在已经成年了。
Our brother's young son is grown up.
我记得几年前有一次在车里头聊天的时候，他告诉我们他小时候发生一件事。
A few years ago, in their car, they have a conversation talk about things when his young son.
是我跟我太太。之前从来不知道的。
A story, our brother and his wife never knew before.
是件很小的事。
A very small thing.
但是是蛮有意思的事。
It's quite interesting thing, story.
就是当时他是读 Kindy 的时候。
When he was in Kindy.
有一次班里头一个同学问他一个英文字的意思。
One of his classmates asking about the meaning of English.
他就很快的跟这个同学说I am busy, go and ask Gordon. 就是我很忙，你去找 Gordon 问问呢。
Yeah, he asked his friend to ask someone else, Gordon.
我也记不得他另外这个名字，同学的名字是不是叫 Gordon, 我们暂时就叫他 Gordon 了。
Our brother was not quite sure his name is Gordon, but let's just like this way.
反正这个 Gordon 呢，在班里头是英语是很好的。
And at that time, the Gordon, he is the one, his English is really good.
当时就是我的儿子 Abraham 跟 Gordon 呢，两个人在班里头是英文比较最好的。
At that time, Abraham and Gordon was the best student in English.
当时我的儿子说 I am busy, go and ask Gordon.
So his son said to the friend, I'm busy, go and ask Gordon.
你知道他为什么这样说吗？
And do you know why did he say this?
我很忙啊，你去问 Gordon 啊。
I'm busy, you ask Gordon.
他真的很忙吗？
Was he really busy?
他告诉我们不是的。
He told our brother it wasn't the case.
你知道他为什么这样说？
Why did he say that?
他说我很忙。其实他根本就不认识这个英文字的意思。
The reason he said he was busy because he did not know that word at that time.
原来他根本不懂啊。
He really didn't know at all that the word.
所以就说我很忙啊，来掩饰，就是掩盖他的不懂。
He just said this to cover up. He didn't know the word, the truth, the fact that he didn't know the word.
他是用不真实的话来遮盖，来保存同学对他英文好的这个欣赏跟称赞。
He just to say told something untruth things to protect.His reputation or his fame among his peer that his English was really good at that time.
他是用虚假的话来得到虚浮的荣耀。
He just told a lie to retain the sort of a glory at that.
你有没有试过？
Have you ever tried this?
你比他好吗？
Are you better than him?
只不过你的遮盖的手段比他更老练。
Maybe we are more sophisticated and then we will cover up better in a better way. Cover up something in a better way.
骗了别人，连自己也骗了。
We deceive some others and deceive ourselves as well.
我们没有教他这个，这个是他自己小小的心从自己心里头发出来的。
The parent never taught him that, but it was spontaneously he did that.
感谢神后来赐给他救恩，他认识主耶稣基督。
Thanks God, and he when he God gave him Lord's salvation, and he believed in the Lord.
改变了他，教他认识人生不是去为虚浮的荣耀来生活，乃是为了神的荣耀来生活的。
So the Lord's salvation changed his life, then he knows that the purpose of our life is not to for the our own personal success, glory, success a thing, but for the glory of God.
我太太楚芳，她也告诉我她小的时候一件事情。
And his wife, our sister Yvonne, told our brother a story of his of her youth.
当时她上 preschool 幼儿班
when,
大概三四岁。
When she was three, four years old in preschool.
有一次她看见旁边的同学啊，画画画得很漂亮。
Once, she noticed that one of, a friend's drawing was really good, was really good.
他就用笔伸手在同学的画得很好看的画乱涂。
He just stretched his hand and scribbled on the friend's drawing.
同学都大哭了。
And her friend was really crying and...
老师知道之后就问这个年纪小小的楚芳这个是否他做的
？And the teacher asking the very very young Yvonne said, "Did you really do this?"
他当时怕被老师罚，他就撒谎说他否认了。
She was afraid to be will be punished by the teacher. She denied this.
一个妒忌的心
，the jealousy，
一个攻击性的行为，破坏性的行为
，a very destructive action.
一个撒谎的嘴
a lying tongue.
是从他里头发出来的
It come out from people's hearts.
你有没有试过
Have you ever did something like this? Done something like this?
只不过你我的情况和表现方式可能不同
Maybe the way we did this isin different format or different things.
你有没有看见你我都是罪人来的
Have you ever realized that we all are sinner?
没有主耶稣我们每个人都要去下地狱的
Without Jesus Christ, we will all go to hell.
我有一个朋友他说自己从小信耶稣
One of our brother's friends said he believed in Jesus from very young.Age.
他是个有夫之妇，有夫之妇，有妻子的丈夫。
He's a husband. He was.
他却要跟别的女人在一起。
But he has extra marriage relationship.
他说自己对这个女人所付出的是真感情。
He said he really have true affection to someone else aside apart from his wife.
是真的爱。
He said he really loved that lady, that woman.
我对他说这并不是真爱。
And our brother told him, this is not true love.
就是自私的情欲是奸淫。
This selfish lust is adultery.
害人害己。
Harm of someone else, harm himself.
亏欠神亏欠人的邪情私欲
this is really sin against God and others. This is the lust.
主耶稣说凡看见妇女就动淫念的这人心里头已经与他犯奸淫了
And the Lord told people if someone look at a woman with luxuryThis, he already commit adultery in his heart.
你有没有试过在心理上或者行为上犯奸淫？
Have you ever have such of a thought or action of adultery?
有否贪心、妒忌、撒谎？
Have you ever covet or telling a lie?
自私和骄傲？
Selfish and proud, pride.
这些从小在人心里头的罪，叫人长大后更多更深的伤害其他人。
And all these things from very old, from very young age, and we eventually it will grow bigger and bigger when we eventually it brings so much harm to people around us.
也被人伤害，你有没有伤害过别人？有没有被别人伤害过
Have you ever harmed someone else, or you are hurt by someone else?
不过很多时候我们只是记得别人对自己的伤害，常常忘记自己被对别人的伤害。
But many times we forget the harm, the bad thing we.Did to others, but remember, only remember someone else harm or us.
但神说每一个罪他都追究。
But God said he will judge everything we commit.
因为他是圣洁公义的神。
Because he is holy and just God, just God.
罗马书第六章二十三节说。因为罪的工价乃是死。
In Romans chapter 6, it says, but the wage of sin is death.
工价就是回报。
The wage is the return, the things we receive.
你努力去工作就得着金钱做你的回报。
If we work hard, we will receive wage of salary.
你犯罪就要得到死亡做你的回报。
If we sin, the wage of sin is death.
世界上每一个人都犯罪，所以世界上每一个人都会得到犯罪的工价，就是死。
All sin, so we all receive the wage of sin, that is death.
希伯来书九章二十七节刚才说，按作定命，人人都有一死。
And in Hebrew chapter 9 said, for all people are destined to die once.
后面更说，死后且有审判。
And after death, there will be judgment.
不单指每个人的身体会死，并且身体的死之后会有审判。
Not only we will die physically, but after die, we will face judgment.
使徒约翰在主耶稣再来之后，看见主耶稣再来之后的一个异象。
The Apostle John saw the vision of the Lord's second coming.
在启示录二十章十一节到十五节，他说
：“In Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 to 15。”
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处。我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了。并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，叫他们所行的受审判。于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。请大家注意，地狱的火是真实的，并且是永远的。
Please be attention. The fire in the hell is true and is everlasting.
你的名字有没有记在生命册上呢？
Has your name been written down in the book of life?
你可能好像刚才那个男人丈夫说自己从小就信主了。
You may be like the husband said, He believed in the Lord from very young age.
但其实没有信。
But actually did not believe in the Lord.
没有真实的信耶稣。
Not truly received Jesus as his Savior.
你的名字有没有记在生命册上呢？
Has your name been written down in the book of life?
第一次的死就是身体上的死是如何的真实。
The first death is our physical death. It's so real.
第二次的死就是灵魂上的死也是如何的真实。
The second death is our spiritual life death is as real as the first death.
我有个讲广东话的朋友，他说自己是基督徒。
Our brother has a Cantonese speaking friend. He said he is Christian.
甚至在教会里头，他参与一些教会的工作。
He also participated some church service.
他有婚外情。
But he has extra marriage affair.
他跟我说。
He told our brother.
我想跟我现在的女朋友在一起，我不怕下地狱。
He said he would like to spend time with his girlfriend. He did not afraid of going to hell.
我跟他说。
And our brother told him.
你不是不怕下地狱。
It's not that you were not afraid to go to hell.
你乃是觉得地狱今天离开你很远。
But you just feel the hell is so far from you today.
所以你什么都不管。
So you did not care about things.
只想继续去犯罪。
So you continue to stay in the sin.
继续去享受罪中之乐。
Continue enjoy the sinful pleasure.
如果你明天就要面对地狱的火，你对地狱和罪的态度就可能不一样。
If you face the hell and the fire of hell tomorrow, your attitude will be changed.
有人在健康的时候说我不怕死。
Someone when they are in the good health, they say they are not afraid of death.
但是当他临死之前躺在床上的时候。
When someone at the dying point in his bed,
他良心呢本能的意识到死亡的可怕和公义的神对罪的审判的时候。
When his conscience starts to realize the judgment of God and the death,
他是可以变得非常的惧怕的。
And he will really, really come to very scared or afraid.Point.
主耶稣盼望人知道地狱是真实的，是很可怕、很痛苦的。
Lord Jesus really want people to know the fire and the hell is so terrifying.
这个痛苦是永远的。
This torment is everlasting, everlasting.
你要怎样度过你的永恒呢
？How are you going to spend your eternity?
主耶稣为了爱人，所以叫人快快的离开罪恶和可怕的地狱。
Lord Jesus really loves people. He wishes us to depart of our sinful life and far from the punishment of hell.
因为有不少人是没有心理准备，就要去面对死亡跟地狱了。
Because so many people are not really prepared for the death and hell.
你我都可以随时离开世界的。
You and I will depart from this world at any time.
你我已经预备好面对这位创造宇宙、独一真实、圣洁的主吗？
Are you and I prepared to face the only one creator of heaven and earth?And righteous God.
你预备好向他交账吗
？Are you ready to give account to before him?
今天有许多人生活在地上，好像当作地狱是不存在的。
So many people live on the earth to think there's no hell.
当作人死了就一了百了，人死如灯灭。
They think.The after death, nothing, there will be nothing. One like a lamb was snuffed off, just as man was tied like a lamb snapped off.
就好像德国的希特拉，他死后不需要为自己这么多的邪恶的罪行去面对神公义的审判一样。
Like Hitler in Germany, after didn't he have to face God's judgment after he has done so many evil things?
所以以为今天自己是可以任意妄为。
Some people they just willfully do anything they wish.
盼望死后不需要面对神公义的审判。
And wish that there will be no righteous judgment after death.
这是一个虚假的盼望。
This is false hope.
一个被误导的谎言。
This is misleading lie.
被撒旦和自己欺骗。
Was deceived by Satan and by people themselves.
有一天有一个基督徒是个弟兄，他打电话给一个长老。
One day a Christian brother called the elder.
对他说，我知道你关心我，很关心我，所以我预先告诉你。
And told the elder that because you always care for me, so I told you.
我今天晚上要去杀一个人。
Tonight I'm going to kill one person.
然后我要自杀。
Then he will kill himself as well.
这个人就是破坏我的婚姻，叫我的妻子有婚外情的那个男人。
He said, this man is someone and...Let my wife away and they have an affair.
他夺去我的妻子。
He take away my wife, his wife.
妻子要跟我离婚。
His wife like to divorce with him.
所以明天你看见新闻的时候，你什么都不需要做。
And tomorrow if you read the news, you don't need to do anything.
我要报复。
He said,He's going to revenge.
因为我知道你很关心我，所以我预先告诉你。
So this Christian told the elder, because you care for me, so he just told the elder about this.
这个长老就说，在电话就说，你要杀人好不好？我先让我到你那里去为你祷告呢。
And the elder said, can I go to your place and have pray before you going to do this?
他说好了，长老就到他家里头为他祷告了。
So he said, okay. So the elder went to his place and pray.
然后长老祷告之前就说啊，我们祷告之前我们需要读一下圣经。
And the elder said, before we pray, let's read a passage of message scripture.
那个长老就打开罗马书12:19。
And the elder just opened the verse in Romans chapter 12, verse 19.
我们一起来读。
Let's read.
亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒。因为经上记着说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。那个要报复的弟兄，他就问了，神真的被伸冤吗？
And this brother asked the elder,Is it true that God going to repay that person?
神真的会审判吗？
Will God truly judge the person?
长老说，神必定。
And the elder said, surely God will judge.
这句话就成为这个弟兄很大的安慰。
And this will really comfort that brother.
后来他放下这个杀人的念头了。
So he let go the thought to kill that person.
神必定审判的，这可能成为你一个很大的安慰，特别如果你被人深深的伤害过。
Especially when you are hurt by someone have very badly, this will surely will comfort you that.It is Lord said, it is him going to avenge.
但神必定审判，也可以是你一个很大的警告。
And this can be a great warning to you.
因为你我并不比别人好很多。
Because we are no better than other people.
因为圣经说所有人都犯了罪。
Because the Bible said all have all sins.
你相信耶稣吗？
Do you believe in Jesus?
你已经被神赦免了吗？
Have you been forgiven by the Lord?
你死后可以免去地狱的火湖吗？
Will you be able to escape the fire lake of hell?
面对死亡你惧怕吗？
Are you afraid to face death?
你能够有平安吗？
Do you have peace?
你已经得着从神那里来的永恒丰盛的生命吗？
Have you had the abundant and eternal life from God?
你的名字在生命册上吗？
Is your name written in the book of life?
因为时间关系。
Because of time.
我想有一个呼召。
Because I'm our brother, we're going to have a calling.
但这个呼召跟平常的呼召不同。
And this is different from the usually we do.
我们会唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing one hymn.
主耶稣呼召人说，来吧，我要进到你心里头。
A Lord called two people, come.I'm going to come into your heart.
我们唱刚才所唱的那首诗歌628首。
Let's sing the hymn we just sang.
当我们唱的时候。
621 or 8.
照我本相。
Just as I am.
那如果有谁，你愿意现在就相信耶稣。
If anyone you like to believe in Jesus now.
唱的时候
When you sing,
你就用诗歌成为你的祷告。
Let this hymn be your prayer.
并且你跟主耶稣讲，主啊，我接受你进入我心里。
And you speak to the Lord, I receive you into my heart.
作为我个人的救主。
Become my personal savior.
你这个回应不是跟别人讲的。
This response not to someone else.
是你跟主耶稣讲。
It is you speak to the Lord.
是主耶稣听见你心里头对他讲。
And the Lord hear the words from your heart.
你可能聚会很多年了，但是你没有真实的信主。
Maybe you have come to the meetings for so many years, but you haven't really believed in the Lord.
你有没有预备好自己面对神呢？
Have you prepared yourself to face God?
我们从第一节唱到第四节。
Let's sing from stanza 1 to stanza 4.
唱的时候，如果你有感动，你跟主耶稣讲。
If you are moved, please speak to the Lord.
以致今天，甚至你晚上，你死了。
So that maybe today or tonight you die.
我死了。
Or I die.
我们能平平安安，不惧怕。去面见我们宝贵的主。
That we have peace and we were able to face our precious Savior.
我们从第一节唱到第四节。
Let's sing from stanza 1 to stanza 4. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your precious salvation.
主，我们感谢你能够做我们宝贵的救主。
Thank you, be our precious Savior.
主，如果刚才有人心里头向你决志信你的。
If anyone has made the decision to believe in you,
主，我们求你亲自的带领他们越过的越认识你。
We pray that lead them, they can come to know you more.
主耶稣，我们也为着我们每一个人，我们求你再次提醒我们。
And dear Lord, we also pray for each of us. May you remind us.
叫我们真实的活在你跟前，除去外面的许许多多的虚假。
And help us that we can remove and get rid of all so many falsehood.
以致我们能够无论几时要见你，我们都能够预备好。
So that we can prepare ourselves to see you at any time.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We prayed in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
最后，如果刚才唱诗的时候，你真的从心里头邀请主耶稣接受作为你个人的救主的话
，If you have already really invite Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, just we.Before we send him.
我鼓励你今天就找一个基督徒跟他讲这个事情。
I encourage you to find a Christian and tell him about this.
以致他能够帮助你怎样去跟随主。
So that the Christian friend can help you how to follow the Lord.
我们停在这里。
We just stop here.